PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mums sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
And I think we need massage therapists to give us a call right now. 1-877-588-BERT. 1-877-588-2378. It's all based on the Al Gore story from over the week. Last week, really.
Yeah, because there's a massage therapist in Portland that said that Al Gore, back in 2006, there was some inappropriate groping going on. And so she even says that she has evidence that's in a safety deposit box somewhere that, you know, that she hasn't washed, let's say.
So she took those, whatever, those pants.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
She took whatever, you know, there was going on, and you know, with whatever was going on and going on it, and a safety deposit. But here's the thing, though. The Portland police at the time in 2006 investigated it and said there was a lack of evidence to bring any charges. So, I mean, does she really have anything in the safety deposit box? I don't know. But for some reason now, she's coming forward talking to the tabloids about it, which I thought was kind of silly because now he's getting divorced. So what
was
the point?
But the reason it could be in a safety deposit box, the fact that they don't bring charges doesn't have anything to do with what's in the safety deposit box, because they could have not brought charges because perhaps they thought it was consensual.
Maybe, exactly.
That's my way of saying consensual, but in a romantic, almost sexy way. Hi, Melissa, would you like to do something consensual?
My question is for massage therapists or masseuse or whatever, like, does this happen more often than not? Like, dude comes in there and just starts like angling himself in a way that he knows for sure you're going to like end up, you know, touching his junk.
Because there are times where, yes.
But isn't the massage therapist in control?
Yes. I mean, they are, but then you want to make your client happy. So it's like how close is too close? You know what I mean?
How happy is too happy?
Right. Uh-huh.
Once the towel becomes, I don't know what that. Melissa made a hand signal. I didn't know what it meant. I was just going to say, once the towel becomes a tent, then you realize you're too close.
That's a little too happy there.
Mm-hmm.
Got some audio that
the
I'm going to play for you.
The towel becomes a tent.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a dude thing.
I'll play an audio for you here in just a couple of minutes of exactly what she told the police once it happened. But I need physical therapists to give us a call right now. Masseuse. Massage therapist. Hey, Terry, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. We were talking about Al Gore, and we're talking about these accusations that this massage therapist has made against him out in Portland, saying that Al Gore went in there, and he's a little on the buzz side, and she started massaging him, and he's like just sort of wiggling around a little bit, making it perfectly known what he really wants. And I'm curious if this happens more often than not.
Well, I want to make a clarification. I heard you guys use massage therapist and masseuse interchangeably, and most people do. But I dated a massage therapist who made a very clear distinction that a massage therapist is a licensed professional who goes to school, and a masseuse who is anyone who gives massages for money. So I think if you're advertising in the back of Creative Loafing, you know, you're more likely to be the masseuse who that happens to, and there's sort of an expectation of that. She didn't have that happen very often. I mean, she didn't, you know, she had some guys, clients sometimes imply they wanted things, but she never actually had anybody do that. But she worked in an office, and it was in a very professional setting, so that's sort of a different scenario than if you're, you know, in your home, I think. So it'd be interesting to find out if Al Gore had a massage therapist or a masseuse.
That I don't know. Here is Christian. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You want to be on The Voice Disguiser?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, good, because you're not. What's up? What's up?
I just wanted to let you know, you had asked whether or not it happens very frequently, and it does happen. I'm a massage therapist, but it's not with the frequency I think that most people would expect. We do get our fair share of people who think, you know, they have the attitude that that's what it's about and, you know, the stereotypes and stuff. But for the most part, people are very, very good, mostly.
So if a man reacts physically, mm-hmm. is it sometimes involuntary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just the body's physical response. And if that's the case, if he's comfortable to ignore it, then so is the therapist most of the time. If he addresses it, however, it is our job to let him know that this is not that kind of place, and it is within our right to tell him the session is over.
I've had to talk myself out of that thing before. Like, you start to really? Feel it coming on, and then you have to think of everything else that will deflate that whole situation, literally.
Exactly, exactly. But, yeah, it does happen, and, you know, for the most part, we're professional about it, and we try to overlook it and stuff. And if he can, too, we can continue with the session. But if he can't, and it's obvious that he's there for another reason, session over.
Got it.
It happens to me every single time I get a massage, which is awkward, because usually I'm in one of those chairs in Perimeter Mall, where I just put $1.50 in.
Please.
It's really difficult to talk yourself out of it in the food court.
In the food court.
You're staring at Dairy Queen.
Oh my God.
Well, that happens anytime. Yeah, that happens anytime when you're a Dairy Queen, right?
You have to be getting a massage.
That might be yourself.
Then you got to turn over. Weird.
This is my God. Get away from that man. This is the massage therapist talking about Al Gore wanting her to massage him inappropriately.
When I began doing the requested abdominal work on him, he became somewhat vocal. With muffled moans, etc., he began demanding that I go lower and massaging on the abdominal area. I was shocked, and I did not massage beyond what is considered a safe non-sexual area of the abdomen. He further insisted and acted angry, becoming verbally sharp and loud. I went into much deeper shock as I realized it appeared he was demanding sexual favors.
Here's Brian to say that it's not just men that do this kind of thing. Hey, Brian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey.
I am an ex-massage therapist, and the caller that called early clarified it between masseuse and massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Most massage therapists are into therapy, therapeutic, truly trying to help the people that have problems, muscular problems, sports-specific training, that sort of thing. But me and my buddy have had conversations about when we get women that are that we assume are older and married and maybe think that because we're a male massage therapist, our intention is different. And they have grabbed our legs and flipped over or come in when you didn't, when you were supposed to have panties on, and they came in and didn't have panties on. And
really?
I think it works both ways, and it happens way more than you would probably think.
You're talking about 20%? You're talking about 30%? Less than that?
Oh, I'd say along the 50% mark.
Wow. 50%?
Really?
Every other woman that comes in there.
I'd say 40 to 50%, but yeah, 40 to 50%.
Really?
Or you get the impression that if I was to take this further, it would be okay.
You must be hot.
That means, Bert, that if your wife and my wife have both gotten a massage recently, one of them has asked for that.
It's definitely your wife.
He engaged me in small talk as I headed for my massage table to break it down, and he came over to where I was while I was trying to pack up. And then he wrapped me in an inescapable embrace as I turned around, giving this come hither look deep into my eyes and caress my back and buttocks and breasts. I squirmed to try and get out of his grasp, telling him to stop, don't, several times, and I finally told him and said, "You're being a crazed sex poodle," hoping that he'd realize how weird he was being, yet he persisted. He was much stronger than me, bigger than me, and insistent. It was completely unnerving.
Would you
like
show me your
on tape.
Will you show me your come hither look?
It sounded like a Harlequin romance novel.
Yeah, it was like books on tape.
You see it every day. Do you think he pulled out the "I'm the king of the internet" line?
Founder
of the internet.
Yeah,
I founded.
As soon as he had it playing, he turned to me and he immediately flipped me flat on my back and threw his whole body face down over atop me, pinning me down and out, weighing me by quite a bit. Get off me, you big lummox, I loudly protested to him, and I struggled with my whole body to shove him as hard as I could to roll him off me and get out from underneath him, and I using my whole left leg and stuff, and that's where I strained all the muscles, but I didn't realize it at the time. He just giggled and acted like I was only teasing him, and I had to physically struggle and wrench around to throw him off my body so I could stop being squashed and breathe again.
That's the massage therapist talking about Al Gore.
Gross.
Can we have our interns write that in screenplay form, and then two of us have to reenact it?
Absolutely not.
Come on, you big lummox!
Good morning, Kia. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to comment about the favors during the massages. I actually had an ex-boyfriend who used to do it, and he said he used to make good side money by actually performing those favors for women that would ask for it on a regular.
Really?
I wonder if that's the real secret, that it's women are more guilty of it than dudes are.
He said a lot of them were like rich women that were really bored, and you know their husbands worked a lot, and he was doing, and he had a lot of regulars too. I mean, he'd go back to them, and that's how he'd make his extra money.
I mean, I think that probably your first thought is it's dudes in there, like Al Gore going in there and looking for some, but maybe the real secret is that more women are going in there than dudes are.
Well, and it also sounds like the male massage therapist would take them up on their offer a little bit more often, right?
Little side money.
The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.